Activists and speakers were out in force in New York City on Saturday afternoon, blasting what they call clear and intentional disinformation campaigns against Syria and Iran. Ramsey Clark, who served as U.S. Attorney General under former President Lyndon Johnson, says it's plain that the West is trying to overthrow Syria.
Historic Syria, prosperous Syria, being devastated deliberately by foreign design, backed by the powers that want to dominate the region. It's not that the others won't reemerge, but right now it's the last Arab state standing, really. And how it remains standing is a miracle because of the violence that has been fomented against it.
A number of UN member states, including Saudi Arabia and Qatar, have admitted to providing guns and money to foreign-backed armed militants in Syria. On Friday at the UN, Syrian Ambassador Bashar Jafari gave a list of more than 100 foreign nationals who have been arrested operating against the Syrian government. A counsel to the Syrian UN mission, Dr. Mazen Adi, outlined Syrian measures to stop the bloodshed that have gone unanswered due to a scattered opposition.
Let's say that the government decided to have this truce. But who is the other side? Who are we talking with? You know, they have to come up and introduce themselves. Our part of the story is if you want to come up and introduce yourself and your demands, the only way is to let the arms and the weapons aside and you come to the table as anybody else.
Counselor Adi added that member states working against Syria at the UN have taken on the policy of not communicating with the Syrian mission nor inviting it to discussions in which Syria is the main point. But what about Iran and the media war being waged on it by the U.S. and Israel? Clark said that the U.S. has had difficulty leaving Iran alone for the last half century. And after the event, we fortunately spoke with the former U.S. Attorney General. He told us exactly why the West continues to beat its war drums on Iran. He also told us why the U.S. needs to prioritize its own health and stop forcing itself into situations all over the globe.
But the people have to wake up. If we don't wake up and if we don't say we want to be half as good as we say we are and help the poor and help the weak and feed the hungry and educate our own children and provide meaningful jobs or meaningful education here at home, we're going to be in worse shape than the rest of the world, and we're taking the world down with us.
Clark added that people have the power to make whatever positive changes they deem necessary. He added that what Americans need to do to retake control of their governments is, frankly, very hard. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.